Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today, our client operations manager and team lead, Kirsty Dinning, spoke to Warren Ballantyne from Guttavac. Listen as Warren discusses how he started and developed Guttavac, why he believed franchising was the way to go, the benefits of becoming a Guttavac franchisee, how they ensure someone is the right fit for Guttavac, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Guttavac right here on Eden Exchanges.
Welcome to Eden Exchanges podcast. My name is Kirsty and I will be your host today. Today we are joined by Warren and we're going to be talking about the amazing Guttavac franchise. Hi Warren, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks Kirsty. It's great to be able to talk about the brand.
Let's start off. So could you tell us about your background and why you started Guttavac?
Sure. My background was a plumber. I did a plumbing apprenticeship and then ran a plumbing business for 28 years. And we had a very successful plumbing business in Bundaberg. We had a lot of plumbers working for us. And even in those days, we were pretty much convinced that we should have systems and, you know, have processes in place. We made a lot of mistakes. And I must say that we wrote all those mistakes down in a SWOT analysis and made sure we didn't make those in the Guttavac business. But then as we were going through the business, we're cleaning gutters by hand. That demand became higher and higher. We found in Bundaberg, we started to get redback spiders had moved into Bundaberg. They used to be north. They didn't come any further than Glasson, but they came down into Bundaberg and they're in gutters. Even though a healthy person wouldn't kill you, it'd make you really sick. Also, at schools, they took away all the caretakers that lived on site. Now, every school had a house and they used to have a caretaker. They got rid of those. Unfortunately, we then started to see syringes were left on the roof or thrown on the roof and they were in the gutters. So we made a conscious decision then that cleaning gutters by hand was bad. And we had a barbecue at our place. My brother was there. I said, this is rubbish, mate. We need to do something. I think vacuum's the answer. Let's develop a vacuum system and run a gutter cleaning vacuum system. So he agreed. We worked together. He found some machinery. We changed the machinery to make it more effective. We did that over the next 3 or 4 years and we developed the business. And then about 12 months after we did that, I said to him one day, I think this could be a franchise business. Of course, I knew all about franchising because we had a McDonald's in Bundaberg. And that was all I knew about franchising, nothing. We decided that we would look into that. So we went down that process and it took about 4 years for us to do all the documentation and the disclosure document, franchise agreements, everything that's involved in it. And it's a very arduous task. It's very expensive. And certainly the journey was very rocky. So that's how we got into franchising. We didn't sell our first franchise till 2000. We had a few years to get it right. And I like to think we did. My brother then went off on his own tangent. He took the Bundaberg franchise and he didn't want to be involved in the bigger picture at that stage. And he went that path. I took the other path. And the rest, they say, is history.
Franchising to start off, it is a big effort, but definitely worth it in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only way to do business. You know, I've thought about this on many occasions, possibly with a glass of scotch in my hand, pondering the world. And I thought, you know, how really do you do small business without franchising? And that's not propaganda from me. That's just, it is the best way to do business. And we've always had that philosophy in the business, in our Guttavac business, that that's the path we'd like to support. And people want to come on board. We don't have failures. So that's a good thing about it.
That's incredible. So then in terms of franchising, does Guttavac differentiate itself from other franchises in the market? And what unique advantages do you offer potential franchisees?
I think we have a comprehensive support system. Now, I know everybody says they've got great support, but I've seen great support and I've seen our support. I know which one I prefer. We actually run our business with empathy rather than a stick. We don't have a big stick. We don't do that. We rather deal with people, find out what the problem is and help them fix it. So support is first, second and third for us. Our model is an exceptional model with margin. So the good thing about Guttavac is we have very low running costs, no rent, no products. Really, it can be a mum and dad business. And yet we've got franchisees with 7, 8 territories and lots of employees. So the running cost is low. The margin percentage to keep is high. We are one of the very few franchise systems that has that. The other thing that we have that is absolutely a standout in the industry is we have capped royalties. So our franchisees pay royalties up to a certain amount of their revenue, and then they don't pay any more. And they can just keep going and keep making more and more revenue and don't pay any more royalties. So we've always had the philosophy that we don't want to stifle success. We want to reward success. So if you're successful, you will be rewarded. There's no doubt about that. We've made quite a few millionaires in this business.
It is incredible to see how far people can go in a franchise as well. And the fact that you being able to reward them and push them and help them and also the support that you give them as well to get there. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really parent-child relationship. It can be seen as that, but we don't hand-feed people. They've got to get in. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So if you want to make a lot of money, you want to be successful, you've got to work hard. And I've never seen anybody that's successful that hasn't worked hard. So no free lunch, but we'll show you how to do it.
On that then, what qualities do you look for in potential franchisees and how do you ensure they're a good fit for the Gut of Vac brand?
Yeah, it's a great question and I've been asked that a million times. The thing is, we don't look for just tradespeople. We've got bankers, I've had, you know, accountants, I've had school teachers, all sorts of people from all walks of life have bought into the Gut of Vac business and been successful. What we look for is people who have people skills, because the simple fact is this, Gut of Vac is a customer service business. That's what we're about. It just so happens that we clean gutters. We're not just a gutter cleaning business. So I think they must have customer service qualities. So they've got to have empathy for their customers, understand what their customers need, be willing to do that. And if they can't, explain why they can't, and be willing to follow a recipe. So running a franchise is no different to making grandma's Christmas cake. There's a recipe. If you change the recipe, you won't get the same cake as grandma made. So it's really important that franchises spend a fortune financially and emotionally and time to build systems that work. You get some people buy into a franchise and go, oh, I want to change that. Well, you know what? You shouldn't do that. Follow the recipe, have great customer service. I don't care what business you're in, you'll be successful.
No, that is one of my favorite quotes from you, is that it's not just about cleaning gutters. It's a customer service business at heart. And it's so true. And especially like everything with the business and growing in franchises, it allows people to step into something that they wouldn't have experience in and to still do well if they've got that background in customer service.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be Rupert Murdoch or Kerry Packer if you want to be, or you can be Richard Branson. So there's different types of people. And if you just want to work, go for it. If you want to work and have some family, go for it. You know, I mean, the world is your oyster. It really is.
Yeah, it's incredible. So then can you describe what the day-to-day activities look like for a Gut of Vac franchisee?
That is a great question. And that was another one that I went, wow, what a great question. So I suppose on a practical term, the day-to-day activity for franchises, quoting, talking to customers, scheduling work in. If they're on their own, that's what they do. So scheduling the work in. I would suggest to you that most of our franchisees that have been in for a couple of years, that scheduling works in with the family. So if they've got a wife or a partner or whatever their personal relationship is, and they've got kids, and the partner or says, look, Friday afternoon there's sports and I'd like, you know, can you come and watch the kids run? Sure. So then they do that scheduling. So that's a really important part of their life flexibility. Look, it doesn't matter if you've got a Gut of Vac franchise or a Poolworks franchise or a Ballantyne plumbing business. That's a privilege you have for small business service industry. You can manage that. I love that about small business, but you can do it with bigger business too. That would be their day-to-day stuff. I also think once they've been in this, and particularly this brand with their margins, they're making cash, they're making profit. I think they need to apply some of their thought pattern to wealth creation. And that is, do they talk to a stockbroker and say, look, I'd like to start a share portfolio for wealth growth, or I'd like to talk to a financial advisor about what about a second house, a rental? I think our successful franchisees, they're doing it right now and they are dealing with wealth creation. So I know it's a long answer to a great question, but it's more than just scheduling and gutter cleaning. There's everything that goes with their complete life and their dreams that's every day they've got to think about it.
Yeah, so much more to it. So then in terms of the next stages and everything, how does Gut of Vac approach site selection and marketing analysis when deciding to open new franchise locations?
So we only open the territories when franchise kids come to us. We don't go and open a territory and then say, hey, who wants it? We really prefer to have people living in their territory, because what's important in that expansion is local content. If you're Warren Ballantyne, you lived in the Sunnybank area and you're looking for a franchise in that sort of area, what an advantage if you're in the local footy club or the Lions Club or Masonic Lodge or any one of 100 things you can be a member of. And from a child, you've got friends and you've got networking. Invaluable in small business, certainly invaluable in franchising small business, because that network is how you will grow your business exponentially without spending too much money on marketing.
No, incredible. And then going on that, what kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to franchisees? And how do you feel that contributes to their success?
Okay, so the training's 9 days. They actually have a couple of weeks in Brisbane. They get the weekend off to explore Brisbane, and they love that. So we go through every facet of the training. So it starts off with an overview of what they're going to be trained, but then they do working at heights. So they do their road safety first. They get to work with 4 different franchisees to get different points of view to see how they run their business. They get to work on a roof and get that experience. Working on the roof is the least thing that we're nervous about, because we've got systems and equipment. And as I said, you follow the instructions and follow the recipe. There's no safety issues with us at all. But it's really about the business model. It's how they talk to their clients, how they deal with it, how they quote, send invoices. So they do that for 4 days. And then we go through each of the functions, like quoting, how to use their pressure cleaning equipment as well. And then we go through a sales process, a marketing, their social media. Our guys, a lot of them use ServiceMate for their scheduling and their personal scheduling. So we have a company that gives us external support and training on that. And then we also support Xero. So we have a Xero trainer come online and we do training. And then we support them for 3 months on both of those afterwards. But then the support that we supply here, everybody in this office has got some support duties. So I'm the guy they ring up and say, my motor won't start. And I say, well, have you turned the little breather on the fuel cap? Oh, no, I haven't. Try that. And it starts. So that sort of stuff. We've got our general manager looks after business coaching, goal setting. We also have a contract with external contracts. We have a contract manager. We have an accounts manager. So all the facets of the business that they need on a day-to-day business is somebody here, and their job is to support them. All they've got to do is call us. We have energy groups, which are team viewer meetings where we have a topic, it's an agenda, and we discuss it. We obviously have a conference each year. Last year was Uluru, which is amazing. But next year we're at the Gold Coast. So every year we have a 3-day conference. That is a fabulous training process, and there's business and fun. Most of our franchisees like to have a drink with me, you know, so we don't mind having a cool cleansing ale over that period of time. Yeah, there's a bit of fun mixed up with business. It's not all hard work.
Yeah, and it's absolutely incredible that you're still got like such a big part within the business and supporting people, and they know that they can come in and be a franchisee and they're getting like more in the founder's support in this.
Well, look, Kirsty, it's this simple. If we don't support a franchisee, they're not going to be successful. If they're not successful, we're not successful. And you know what? This is something that I maybe get passionate or get something about it, but it annoys me that, you know, franchise systems can look at their franchisees as nothing more than a form of income. And there's nothing further from the truth. I mean, without franchisees, there is no franchisors. It is that simple. You know, we need each other. You know, we've got to respect each other. And I get no more pleasure than watching a franchisee be hugely successful. I mean, you know, as this guy in Adelaide did $2.5 million last year. We're getting him interviewed this afternoon. I'm just thrilled to bits that he can do that. How good is that? You know, so yeah, sorry, I'll get a bit carried away at times.
No, definitely. It's fantastic. And I think even it just goes to stand the test of like how passionate you are, especially when your franchisees go over the average lifetime of a franchisee. Like you've got long tenures and everything. People are there, they're enjoying it, they're staying on, and they just are being part of the business as well.
Yeah, we got some 15 years. We're going to ask them to leave. No, kidding. I mean, 15 years. You know, I've got a guy that rings me on Sunday afternoons to talk about wine, you know, because him and I both love a similar wine company down in South Australia. And I love that stuff. People keep saying, when are you going to retire? I said, why would I? What would I do? So anyway, I think franchisees are the most important thing, all small businesses.
Especially, I think it just goes because it's still family owned, but also the franchise is the family itself as well. There's an incredible network you've got there and you've built.
Yeah. Well, my wife looks after the accounts. So she makes sure, you know, nobody dips their hand in the tin and makes sure all the bills are paid on time. And it's great. It's a good relationship. My son is downstairs. He's our Cert 4 trainer for safety. He looks after our shop. We've got an online Gutterback shop. So all that support is there. So somebody wants some new shirts, Sunday night, just go online, order your shirts. Monday, they'll be sent out. And by Tuesday, Wednesday, you'll have them. And that costs you nothing. That's just part of what we do. So
it's a good representation of the brand and everything. How does Gutterback stay up to date with changing consumer preferences and trends? And how does this influence the overall strategy for your franchise expansion?
Yeah, another good one. I'm on the FCA State Chapter Committee. So I'm the president of the State Chapter Committee and I'm on the national board. So I'd like to think I'm at the coal front of franchising. So in the State Chapter Committee, we have several franchise brands. We have suppliers. We get a lot of data and information from suppliers because they're also talking to other brands that I don't get the chance to meet. So it's a real sharing environment in suppliers, franchisees, franchisors. It's a really good network group. So we get to see what's happening with insurance. We get to see what's happening with safety, particularly our safety company, Ballantyne Safety, a sister company we have. And we're at the forefront of safety. We work for some of the biggest brands in Australia, and we do that simply because of our safety. The fact that we take it seriously and want to keep franchisees safe, they go, you're the company we want to use. So they're big names, and we've got contracts with them. So that's how we stay abreast of things. One of the few things that I can claim fame to as I walked into this office probably 12 months ago and said, we should be on TikTok. And everyone in the office laughed at me. They said, you are kidding. That's for kids. And I've persevered. We get exceptionally good response from TikTok. When we started this business, there was no internet. It didn't exist. So it came along. We'd only just got mobile phones. So it was a new world for us. And here we are now talking about TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all the other things that are out there and what's next. And I just love it. I live on it. My wife says, really? Should you be watching that much social media? I say, yeah, I love it. That's where we get new ideas as well. So we get to see what other people are doing. So we stay abreast. But I do.
Can we expect a TikTok dance from you coming soon?
Everyone, you know, sort of goes, I keep reminding them that I dragged them into the modern world.
It's so good. Yeah, social media is a great place to just stay up to date on everything, all the trends, everything that's happening. And just even keep an eye on what your competitors are doing and just be like, what are they doing? Is it working for them? Can we do this too?
Well, without being too pompous, but we are all over social media. So on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And there are some brands out there that I'm well aware of that I've noticed have started to become a lot more apparent. And I thought, well, there you go. Follow the leader again. So, yeah, anyway. When we first started, classified ads was where you put your money. And I thought that was difficult. It's difficult to pick the market now with social media.
It constantly changes. Something that's working one second doesn't the next. So looking ahead, what are your plans for continuing to grow Gutterback through franchising, and how do you see the franchise model evolving in the future?
I'm so excited about it. So we're currently talking to a company in New Zealand. So we will have a master franchise in New Zealand in 24, and we will have franchises over there. We have a plan here, and hence why we're talking to Eden Exchange about growing the brand in Australia. So we've got quite a lot of green territories. So we have options, and we have, you know, people that have been in for 10 years, 15, ready to transfer out. So there's resales available. As we speak, we've got a company in the UK. We're setting up a joint venture agreement with them. And we already have a small presence in America and Atlanta. And that needs to grow out. So we're in not just in Australia, we're in all a lot of other places, which means we can have a conference in London and everyone gets a tax deductible trip to London to have a bit of fun. Yeah, so very exciting where we're going. I'm just sort of sorry that I wasn't doing all this when I was 35. And so I can see it all run its course. But over the next decade, we're going to see Gutterback really be a substantial size franchise business nationally and internationally. And we've got some exciting stuff that we're taking on with other brands, with other services. Well, we're on a roof, we can sort of do anything. And it's not just on a roof. We do a lot of gutter cleaning from the ground, actually. We've got this stuff that we've developed so that when it's a bit wet or a bit steep and dangerous, just clean the gutters from the ground. So we've got this fantastic equipment. So yeah, our growth, don't worry about growth. We've got plenty of growth opportunities, and the model is also expanding out. We don't want to expand it too big with too many different services. That can dilute your core business. We've identified that, but we're partnering with a lot of good companies that we can actually benefit from.
No, it's absolutely incredible. And it is the global stage is such a thing at the moment to expand out that way and just hit other markets outside of Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'd love to put a franchise into Italy because I love Rome.
Oh, Rome is nice. Rome's very nice. So let's finish this up. So finally, what is the best advice you can offer someone who is considering becoming a GutterVac franchisee, and what is the best way for them to get started?
Okay, the best thing to consider is talk to as many existing franchisees as possible. We've got nothing to hide. We don't try any smoke and mirrors. Have a look at our marketing and promotion material. Clearly, it's all going to say good things because I've never seen a restaurant that says their menu is bad. They always say it's great, but you've got to try it. So you've got to test that information that's put out there by a franchise, including us. You should talk to other franchisees, find out what they think, and don't talk to one, talk to a half a dozen. And they'll happily talk to you, because whatever you do, if you join the GutterVac brand, you've got a 5-year marriage with us. And we want to make sure that it's a good marriage, it's a happy marriage. And at the end of the 5 years, you say, I'd like to do that again, please. And you want to go on. So we always know it's going well when people say, yes, please, well, I'm happy to renew. Great. We're not doing too much wrong. That's what they should do. If they then think, you know what? I prefer to do things myself. Don't join GutterVac. Don't join any franchise. If you don't want to follow a recipe and end up with grandma's Christmas pudding, perfect, don't join franchising. But we'd love to see you come in and talk to us about a GutterVac franchise. They have to come into the office here for a face-to-face. If they then become a franchisee, we actually rebate their cost of their flights and expenses. That's on the table. All you really got to do is go on the website, and where it says submit an application, our sales guy, Keith, will be giving you a call and talking to you, and we'll see if we can make a bit of a difference to your life.
Yeah, sounds absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you with us.
That's all right. Thank you, Kirsty. I enjoyed it.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Warren Ballantyne. It was a pleasure learning about GutterVac and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or to kickstart the franchise process, click the Jot form in the show notes below. Once you've submitted your interest, the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchising journey. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Warren Ballantyne, who is part of GutterVac. To find out more about GutterVac or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.